Week 6 Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinter Prophet, alongside here Head Coach Madison Massey for the Jackson Heights Cobra Girls. This Locker Room Chats brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers Stand Bank Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Well, it's been a pair of games. Last time we spoke, Coach, last Thursday against Riverside, as well as against a Class 3A team against Nemaha Central in the Thunder Classic tournament earlier this week. 56-44 there. Again, both those games losses. Coach, what can you tell me about both those games there for you and your team?
Well, I'll start with Riverside. We just couldn't find a way to score, and we couldn't stop them defensively. It was just a struggle all the way around. I was really looking forward to this rematch, and we laid an egg, for sure. So that was a bummer. But we bounced back, and we played Nemaha Central, and, you know, I think they're a very well-coached team. I think that they're also pretty talented, and we kept it close within striking distance the entire game. I was really proud of our kids. Like, we hit some shots early. Chesney had three threes in the first quarter. Bryn Shoup was taking it to the basket, attacking really well. So having those two score really, you know, takes pressure off of us on offense and defense. When the ball's going through the hoop, things get a lot easier. So I was proud of the way we played last night, and I thought they did a really good job despite losing.
I know in previous years it's been always the HIT, but now you're here at the Thunder Classic. Some similar teams there, of course, as well, but you're always playing higher-level competition. Upcoming here, you have St. Mary's, then as well a to-be-decided game on Saturday. St. Mary's, a team you already played earlier on this season. You were able to take a victory there, 44-37. What are going to be some keys here this matchup against St. Mary's to get another win here against this team and to get your first win here in the 2026 part of the season?
Well, we really need to get in that win column, and it's possible at our next game. We play St. Mary's, obviously, like you said. We got to stop number three, Breeze. She does so many good things for them, and we played them last time, and she tore us up in the first quarter. I think she had 15 or 16 points, or in the first half, sorry. And we put a box and one on her in the second half, and she only had two more points. So I think that was, like, the deciding factor. We've been working a little more on our zone, which is what we played against Nemaha Central, and I think that'll help us if we can find the shooters. They have girls that can shoot the three, and we got to make sure that we can find them and box out. We're struggling boxing out and making sure we secure that rebound. Looking forward to playing them again. I think it'll be a close one, just like it was the first time.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck here on this upcoming game against St. Mary's tonight, as well as the to-be-decided game on Saturday, with looking for a good finish here at the Thunder Classic. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was Head Coach Madison Massey from the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, as tonight they take on St. Mary's with a to-be-decided game here on Saturday this week as well.